Zadání 2.
Tape script 14.
Three fires are started deliberately in the UK schools every day. It's a problem that's on the increase. Who is doing it and why?
The fire brigade and the police call teenagers who start fires in schools firebugs. 95% of teenagers that start fires are boys, and they are usually pupils or ex-pupils who are angry with a teacher or the school. These teenagers often have been expelled. They don't intend to destroy the whole school.
Where and when do firebugs start fires?
Most fires are started in rubbish bins and toilets, and most of them are started during the summer holidays.
Is starting a fire in a school really that serious?
Fires in schools are very dangerous, especially if they start during the school day. At Britannia High School in Birmingham, a fire broke out at around 2 p.m. on a cold January day in 2003. It was started with some lit paper in a girls' toilet. Caretakers tried to put the fire out, but in the end, the fire brigade was called and the pupils were evacuated. It took 15 firefighters 2 hours to put the fire out.
How else does it affect pupils?
Fires in schools can affect the future of the other pupils. Can you imagine losing all your coursework? On the night of 8th of April 2002, a fire broke out in a secondary school in Swansea, Wales. 2 classrooms and GCSE coursework were destroyed. Jane Milne of the Arson Prevention Bureaus said, "When coursework is destroyed, pupils are judged only on their exam grades. It's unfair if you've worked hard all year." In 2001, damage caused by fires started deliberately cost schools £56 million to fix. Schools could spend this money on other things, like buying new computers or new sports equipment.
One of the worst school fires in the UK was in August 2002, when the damage to Chase Terrace High School, Staffordshire, England, cost £2 million to repair.
Yes, I remember that. 30 classrooms were burnt to the ground. Let me read Sarah's statement, a 14-year-old pupil at the school, who describes what happened. "The first thing I heard about it was when my brother's friend sent him a text message. He lives opposite the school and saw the fire. We live about 10 minutes away, and as the fire got out of control, we could see it from our bathroom window. I was so shocked that night. It was difficult to sleep, knowing that my school was on fire. I don't know why anyone would want to do this. They are rebuilding the damaged buildings, and we have all our lessons in temporary classrooms, which is horrible."
How can schools stop arson attacks?
Well, maybe they should put up cameras, or use police helicopters to watch school buildings after school and during holidays. Anyway, making school building more difficult to get into is a must.
How to recognize a firebug?
Well, this person has already started fires, even very small ones. They commit acts of vandalism, like graffiti or knocking over rubbish bins, often carry matches or lighters, and tend to spend time around the school during the holidays, weekends, or at night.
I think they must also hate a certain teacher or school in general and keep talking about the revenge.
You're right. So, if this sounds like someone you know, you should tell a teacher you trust about it.